Gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the 28th concert of the Wausau Community Chorus as it completes its 14th season. Next year, the chorus will begin its 15th season with new music and new members as the numbers keep on increasing each year. I'm Cesar Carino and I will be your announcer for today's concert. I say that because it may not be apparent that that's what I'm doing. In a little while, you will be treated to some great music that will bring back memories to most of you who are 70 years of age or younger. And that is the Beatles' favorites. Believe it or not, it was 1964 when they made their first appearance in the United States and have swept the country of music lovers off their feet ever since with their classic renditions. They are an institution. Now, those older than 70 still cling to the romantic music that once graced young and old alike with soothing, melodic, heartfelt, soft, tender, poetic, and memorable strains that can't leave our memories. But the 70 and below generation wins, because there are only very few of us remaining who remember Rambling Rose, Mona Lisa, Ebb Tide, I Don't See Me in Your Eyes Anymore, and a host of other music that made up the popular repertoire of the 1940s and 1950s. Now sit back and relax while the chorus captivates you with their harmony and precision. But while you figure out how you're going to sit back and relax, I want to take a moment to reintroduce a couple of people who make these concerts migrate from frowning foreheads looking at difficult music passages on the first Monday of February to what you will be hearing this afternoon. Linda McNamara is our conductor. Linda retired 2 years ago because with all the choirs, choruses, recitals, stage plays, accompanying, playing in the community band, and the singing she does, she simply didn't have time to work. She is a tough taskmaster. She makes sure everyone sings what's written, that they sing on pitch, and that they observe the right timing. Now, would you believe that that's important? I guess it is. She loves water aerobics, so don't be surprised if we don't hear of her starting an underwater chorus before long. And it's a good thing because it'll give her something to do. Brenda Adley has been a sought-after accompanist since she was 14 years old. Now, I would tell you how many years ago that's been, but I won't. Here's another person who never has a moment to herself. She is such a cultivated talent that she can sight-read a masterful composition to perfection the first time she sees it. Of course, that's what sight-reading is, the first time she sees it. And she can eat an apple at the same time, but she doesn't because she thinks that doesn't look too professional. She is gifted with perfect pitch, which is great for her, but embarrassing for those who sit near the piano. You can tell when she hears the wrong note because she will emphasize the right note with her 11th finger while playing all the other parts without missing a beat. Usually, accompanists don't get top billing, but to this chorus and to all the other ones for which she's an accompanist, Brenda is queen. Brenda, would you stand up, please? Where are you, Brenda?
Right here.
Now, Rick Watt, Rick, would you stand up? I hope that you're where you were supposed to be. Rick Walden is our percussionist. Now, he's not a drummer, he's a percussionist. There's a big difference. Drums are only part of the array of percussion instruments. Some of the other ones are tambourines, xylophone, maraca, triangle, bass drums, marimba, timpani, snare drums, gongs, celeste, glockenspiel, snare drums, cymbals, vibraphone, call bells, bongo, ratchet, just to name a few. And that's only in the United States. Worldwide, there are over 1,000 different percussion instruments. Rick says that in his next life, he's going to take up the piccolo. Because every time he performs, it takes about an hour to load and unload, and then another hour to load and unload again when he gets home. Finally, follow your programs and enjoy the spring concert for 2018. Incidentally, those programs were made by none other than Jamie Blake. Jamie, stand up, please. In these programs for years, we want to let everyone know who this creative person is. Now is a very good time to turn off your electronic devices, except your pacemakers, of course. Remember, clap loudly, because many of us won't be able to hear it if you don't. There will be an intermission about halfway through, and I will tell you when that is. It'll give me something to do. Now here is our conductor, what's her name? Linda McNamara.